Listen to the award-winning Women in Business podcast from NatWest, a series presented by June Sarpong. Discussing the highs and lows, she's joined by budding entrepreneurs alongside NatWest's Women in Business specialists. Plus tips from leading businesswomen, including Martha Lane Fox and the British Fashion Council's Caroline Rush. Search NatWest to listen and subscribe, and to find more interviews with industry experts, hosted by Mary Portis.
Feeling tense or stressed out? Calm your mind, body and soul and prepare for the best night's sleep of your life with Clarins' new Beauty Sleep Wellness Treatment. Clarins are experts in skincare and also offer luxurious facials and body massages in their skin spas. Their new treatment, Beauty Sleep, incorporates soothing massage and plant-powered products to release stress and a relaxing facial to help calm your skin. Book online today at clarins.co.uk/skinspa. Clarins, it's all about you.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Heather Parker. The Parkersaurus.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crap is. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Bitches are crazy. You are crazy. We've been back there dying laughing. You guys are hilarious. Wow. Thank you so much for bringing it, Seattle.
Oh my God. I have to tell you, the Seahawks have nothing on this place right now. It is loud. Wow.
When I was in high school, I used to choreograph for the all-girls school in El Paso. Loretto Academy. And all of our nonsense. I mean, I know you'll never forget it, guys, but a lot of little girls in El Paso know how to do wings because of me.
Woo!
And just listening, standing there listening to you guys talk, I was like, listen to all these girls. It like brings me back to Loretto.
This
is cool. You guys really brought, I didn't know what to expect with Seattle. What do you think about Seattle?
I mean, I love Seattle. True story. Back in 2009, I came out of the closet here in Seattle. It's true.
We actually, we went to the restaurant that Ben came out of the closet at. Because, you know, like I'm a tourist. I want to see a Space Needle.
Yeah.
I want to see where Ben got his dick sucked for the first time or whatever. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm sure that happened before. You don't come out of the closet until you've had your dick sucked a few times. So, we went to this restaurant. It's called Elliot's. And I was like, you classy bitch. Of course you come out where it's like $50 crab, okay? I didn't even have a taco on my coming out, okay?
It was cheaper in 2009. It was cheaper.
Weren't we all
I know,
cheaper in 2009?
We've only been here for basically 24 hours, but we've had so much fun here. Oh, my God.
Well,
We went everywhere.
You guys really, this is really teaching me to, like, you know, leave the house, okay? Because
yeah.
It's been about a year since we've been coming out, and the first, I would say, 11 months, I was like, no. I go to a CVS when I first get here. I stock up, like, any carb I can with some Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I stay inside until I come here. But I feel bad because Ben goes around and he's like, look, I'm Instagramming by myself in front of the St. Louis Arch. Wow. This is so fun. It's like sad. It's like a sad version of Amelie. Did you ever see that movie?
It's like, wait, just I'm the sad better. Version of Amelie?
Yeah, well, it was because you're like the garden gnome from Amelie that they just send around from place to place.
I'm just basically like, the Travelocity commercial.
There's Ben at the Empire State Building. There's Ben at the Golden Arches.
I like that it's Shannon Bedore who is like following my journey.
Huh, how about that? Huh.
Well, that is the sad thing from Amelie, Shannon Bedore.
Well, here I am. Huh. Well, I start up a bakery, but all I serve is salmon with cream cheese.
And I would totally go to that bakery.
Huh, pigs in the blanket in Paris. David's here with his new whore. I'm sure that he's getting plenty of that.
Anyway, welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to watch.
We are recording this bullshit.
We are recording it.
We're still shocked that people will listen to it. But we do still record it every time we talk on the phone. We also love to party.
Yes. We love to party.
I will have some vodkas up here, right? Like, seriously? So we're going to be drinking with you. But we are recording, and this is an auditorium, and you Loretto bitches will get loud. So feel free, if the lady next to you says, shut the fuck up, someone's husband, and get your hand off my ass. Listen, you know,
we're all here together,
guys.
Don't be afraid to tell someone to shut up. It's okay. It's welcomed, etc.
Okay, another thing. These are little ducks I bring to all the live shows that my niece Cadence makes. She learned the difference between your and your after she made, like, a hefty bag full of these. But they're just kindness ducks.
Yeah.
And then there's two condoms from Beaver Liquors. So those will be coming to you throughout the show.
And, you know, before we get started, we just have to say, this Seattle crowd already, I can tell, is, like, insane. There's, like, a full-on Captain Lee saying, God damn it, over there! Look at that! Look at that! We have shirts that are lit up. We have a Luann that's lit up. I mean, it's just, like, you guys really, really brought it. So thank you, Seattle, for... Already, thank you.
Okay.
By the way, there's an after party tonight at the Ryan House. So, just be aware.
Judge Reinhold, what an amazing actor from the 80s.
Whoa, he's a very smart man. He went to police academy. That was Steve Guttenberg? What? Okay.
This is so unprofessional, and I'm so sorry. Corey, can I have, like, lots of vodka? Where is it? I need some vodka.
He needs his vodka.
I'm not used to it having color. So many empty calories. Ugh.
I have to say, there's this beer up here. It says Rogue Honey Kolsch. And what's funny is, I just read this right now. I'm like, this is totally like a Luann beer. Because it goes, dare, risk, dream, cabaret!
Go rogue, am I right, girls? Just go rogue. Thanks for adding me in there at the end. We love you, Ben! Jesus Christ. Like all those other people with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No one was like, we love you, Matthew!
We also, by the way, wait, one last thing before we get to Dallas, is that we have actually two of our premium Patreon sponsors here. We have...
Megan can't have the burger without the
Megan Berg.
Megan Berg.
And we also have Susie going toe-to-toe Tobin.
Both hot.
That was...
Okay, I will never, ever start talking about this show. I just like coming out and being like, Seattle, am I right? Rain. Am I right, guys?
Puget Sound, right?
Can we please talk about seasonal depression? Because I have a lot of questions, okay? A lot of questions. We got here at sunset yesterday. We were like, we are moving here. This is the most amazing thing. I woke up today. I was like, fuck this place. It's raining all over my head.
I'm still bitter that it cost $22 to go up the Space Needle. I'm sorry, it's an elevator. Okay. So who here watched Real Housewives of Dallas last night? Oh my God. I don't know about you guys, but I fucking love Real Housewives of Dallas. I love it.
So good. I mean, this show is possibly the widest thing that's ever been put on television. I mean,
yeah.
It's like winning a competition. It gets wider every week. When they brought up rap this week, I was like, oh. And Cameron. Yeah. Cameron is the one that they bring it up with. Like,
Well, anyway, there's only one way to make the Real Housewives of Dallas more white, and that is to put them in Denmark.
They actually looked like they had a tan in Denmark. I mean, that was actually a smart vacation move.
Yeah. So anyway, so the Real Housewives of Dallas, the cast, they've headed off to Copenhagen, which is in Denmark, in case anyone, aside from Stephanie, is confused on that location. So it's their big cast trip. And I'm excited for them because where did they go on their cast trip last year? Do we remember?
Like a 7-Eleven and like Poughkeepsie. I mean, God bless this show. And I think that they really are like having bake sales to pay for these trips. Like, they're the saddest trips I've ever heard. We're going to go see my cousin sing at an open mic in Denmark. What? They were staying in the saddest Airbnb I've ever seen in my life. It's like, have you guys heard of Patreon? Because the Real Housewives of Dallas.
So they arrive at the airport, and there's like an Uber or something ready to pick them up, and someone has a sign out for Carrie, and her like maiden name is like Stevenson or something. Like
Stevenson.
Stevenson or whatever. She's like, oh, that's my Danish name. And then, I don't know if you guys heard this, but in the background, Cameron just starts going, I love it.
Oh.
Such a pretty name.
That is like, such a good name for a Danish.
Oh my God. They named their Danishes here. Does that Danish have a distributor?
It's amazing. It's amazing. Because that's how we do in Texas. You know, if you get a new shirt, we're like Leanne. Everybody in Texas is like Leanne. You do this when someone gets a new shirt. I love your shirt. Her mouth is huge. So I just wrote the circus is in town. Yeah. I mean, even the guy holding the Christensen sign, they're like, that's me, Carrie. That's me, Carrie Christensen. He's like, no.
He's like, no,
no, bitch. No, no. We don't have enough room for the eyelashes, okay?
There was a flurry of like flash photography, and then Caroline Fleming walks by. I'm terribly sorry for my photography disrupting this trip right now.
She's naked. She's like, this is my naked airport picture.
This airport's great-great-great-great-grandfather was killed by my great-great-great-grandfather. Isn't that funny? So they get onto their party van, and now after having gone through about 4 or 5 weeks of Leanne being like, Brandy has a drinking problem. The very first thing Leanne says is, I gotta get a seat next to the booze.
Well, you know, that's how you help your friend with a drinking problem. You know, you have drinks. That way they don't have a problem, you know? Trust me. You know that I know a lot of people with drinking problems, and you know that I most likely have a drinking problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So in all of my testing out in the world, I've realized there's nothing harder than a drinking problem than not having a drink. That's a much bigger problem, okay? Trust.
That was actually very deep in many different ways.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to listening.
Welcome to Crappens. Makes you think. So they're in the bus and they're talking about what their itinerary is going to be, because tomorrow they're going to be going to Camila's album launch. And Cameron's very excited. She's like, I'm going to wear a leather jacket to be hip. Choose your clothes carefully.
And Leanne's like, who are you, Cameron?
Can your leather jacket be turned into a cape and then a wedding dress and then an apron? So I want to look into that.
Today you're wearing animal print. Tomorrow you're wearing leather. You know, girls, I always say that we should turn Cameron into a rapper. I'm like, what?
I just want to dress her like a rapper one time. One time.
How did we go from leopard print to leather to rap, you know? Yeah.
And then Cameron needs to just clarify something. So she goes, like a gangster rapper?
With a grill.
I think it's so nice that so many gangster rappers like to barbecue with their grills, girl.
Yo, girl. Is that how rappers say it? Yo, girl.
Yo, girl. Yo, what girl. Up?
What up?
What up?
What up?
Girl.
What up? She just kept going.
Is that how?
What up? So then we find out that she's just really fucking wasted. And that's how Cameron gets wasted. Like, that's it. She's still totally, she's just like, what up?
What up? And Leanne's like, no, to be a rapper, you say, hey ho. Hey ho. I'm like, only in Denmark could we have such a disillusioned view on rap.
Well, I took a pill on the plane that would make me sleep because of that loud motor sound. So loud.
Next time, could you use someone who pedals? Thank you. She's like on one of those like old fashioned. Just flying.
And then Carrie. Just Carrie's just like, girl, that's called taking a Xanax. You'll be fine. Carrie's got like a heroin needle sticking out of her arm. She's like, it'll be fine. Shut up. We're in Denmark.
Shut up. We're in Denmark. So then, like, Cameron's, like, champagne, like, knocks over and spills all over Deandra. And I just laughing because you just know that Leanne's going to be like, oh, yeah, that Deandra, she's such an alcoholic. She peed all over herself on the bus. Mm-hmm. I saw it happen myself. Mm-hmm. Her pee smells like champagne. Yeah.
And now we begin the storyline that is our through line. You guys, this is art. Let's face it, okay? It's plotting art. Because when they're all drinking in the limo, Brandy's like, oh, I'll have some champagne because that's all I really do. I wake up in the morning and all I can think about is,
I just want to have some
alcohol.
I just have a little bit of alcohol because sometimes the brew and I just need to have a little bit of a pick-me-up.
Well, I'm gonna
just drink have a little
alcohol.
Bit of pick-me-up sometimes because, like, I don't know, the adoption process hasn't gone through yet, so.
And she's got, like, her suspicious squinty eyes, little.
How dare you, Ronnie? How dare you say she has squinty eyes?
Like, no one can tell you're up to something. She's like.
She's also, like, sitting in the back seat, so her head just sort of, like, comes up from behind. Like Gollum, like, I want to have a drink, please. Thank you.
Okay, so we go to Hotel Copenhagen, which, look, I'm going to chat. My accents are all terrible. This one's going to be way worse, but, you know, we got to go through it. What, am I going to go to school now? Like, that's it. Those days are dead, okay? We're just going with the bad accent.
Yeah. So they're at the hotel. The receptionist is, like, in pajamas or something. They all. So, first of all, I want you, do you guys notice how often the producers cut to all the booze that they were all drinking the entire time? Because it was like, here's the Aquavie. Like, hey, is this booze? Yeah, okay, good. And then it was like, they literally go 5 feet, and there's, like, another waiter with, like, a glass of, like, vodka and cranberry. And then there's just, like, a moonshiner or something, like, down the hallway.
It's also extremely budged, this hotel. And they're trying to make us think, like, oh, it's Denmark, and that's why they have funny stirrers. It's because it's, like, foreign. I'm like, no, it's because you all are cheap, okay? Those chairs are like cardboard boxes piled on top of each other, okay? They're not even real stairs.
I was scared.
So they're just trying to get them wasted. Because I've, you know, going to New York and being from New York for a long time, youth hostels. I mean, look, we've all dated a hostel guy, am I right? Girl, I know a hostel when I see one. They're like, take down the curtain walls. We've got lots of ladies coming in.
I don't understand that.
You don't?
In like many different
ways. Hi. Welcome to the Image of Privilege. Okay? Never been to a youth hostel. Get the fuck out of here. Where'd you get dick?
I've been around hostel youths.
You guys, I'm sorry. It's a live show. I'm grosser than usual.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. It's Seattle.
It's insecurity. So yeah, and then of course they're having funny named alcohol. The lady's like, "Would you like some aquavit?" And Cameron's like, "What?
Wow. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, girl."
Is so that then like they a get, burrito?
Then they get to the drink, and the waiter's like, "Oh, they're like, it's so pretty." Yeah. He's like, "Well, like you ladies." I was like, "Okay, keep it in your pants, there, buddy." Like, what's in this drink? And he's like, vodka, lemon, strawberry, blueberry, grape, mint leaf.
Strawberries, blueberries. I remember plucking mushrooms in a field with mother and putting them in this cocktail. Those were the days. Midsummers, midwinter solstice, wheels of Comté cheese.
Hashtag knee brace. Hashtag ear. Hashtag grass blade.
How lucky are you to have me serve aquavit to you? Don't you just love the flavor of that aquavit, ladies? Don't you just love that flavor? If you guys have no idea what we're talking about, by the way, you all owe yourself to watch Ladies of London.
They will watch Ladies of London and still not know what the fuck we're talking about.
That's true, too.
Every carny knows it's time for commercial break. They're just ads, but they work quite well.
If you're tuning into this podcast, it's likely that you're interested in keeping your body healthy inside and out. Ever thought about the health of your mouth? Just as it's important to keep your gut healthy, so is keeping your mouth's microbiome in balance. Zendium is the first ever toothpaste with natural enzymes and proteins, proven to boost your mouth's good bacteria and strengthens the health of your mouth. We thought you'd like to know that there's a toothpaste as healthy as you are. Now available to buy on Amazon.
Okay, mustn't smile, mustn't smile. Ah, I blinked.
The...
Is this okay for a passport face?
Office. Post office. Here for your travel essentials.
And then, so he lists all the ingredients of the drinks, and he's like, and plus a little magic sparkle. I was like, all right. And you're going to jail soon, sir. We've already seen this happen in America. No one can even watch The Cosby Show anymore. Okay, I mean, what happened to Rudy, am I right?
Anyway.
Okay, so, let's see. Cameron's like, oh my god, chocolate in a pink bag.
They didn't even have these at the Global Pet Expo. So Cameron starts to unpack. They've now like separated into their rooms. And Cameron starts to unpack. And she just has tons of luggage. And she's like unsheathing everything. And Leanne just looking at her like, can you believe this, bitch? You know, she's like, I brought 3 pairs of pajamas. And she's like, wow. She's like, I can't sleep in 1 pair of pajamas while we're here. Leanne's like, I can. Heck, give me a burlap sack and a few dead leaves. I call that a pajama for New Year's.
Call Add it a onesie. Tail to it. Turns into a wedding dress.
Give me a penny saver and some yarn. I call that onesie.
Give me a little gum from behind your ear. It's a bikini top, all right? Let's do this. She's like, and then 1 suitcase is only for shoes because I have Jimmy Choo's, but I have a time limit of only 2 hours per pair of shoes.
Here's my underwears and my socks and my scarves, my gloves, my huts.
Just just feel like there's like some hut in Afghanistan where a bunch of terrorists are gathered around this TV. Like, you see, this is what they do. This is what they do.
She's like this the Al-Qaeda training video. Yeah. You know?
Now go get your virgins. It's terrible. You guys, the world is literally falling apart. And I'm like, ha-ha, terrorism! Ah!
You know. Dare, risk, dream, everyone.
Talk about going rogue, am I right, ladies?
Hit it, boys! I went rogue in Seattle.
So then we get to see my favorite part on every episode, Deandra putting on makeup. Okay, so...
It's like, here comes the shovel. It's
like, yeah. She is. It's like, bring in Brian from Copenhagen. All right, Brian. All right.
It's like going to Cold Stone Creamery where they're like,
I'll tell you what I'm obsessed about. Yeah.
Like, for those of you at home, there's a duck on my eye. So she's, you know, Carrie's just not, you know, Carrie's just acting like she does in every scene. She's like acting, like talking to somebody else. She's just not even there. I love that Carrie's disinterest has gone to pure hate. Like she's just like, fuck you. Like everybody who's in the scene with her, she's like, she'll turn away and just do her makeup at the wall. She doesn't even care.
Well, I would be angry too if I were married to Mark, honestly. I spent their money on a restaurant stove for their kitchen that's going to burn their house down. I'd be very angry.
But I got another closet, so...
Yeah. So anyway...
This is Carrie's face.
So Deandra... Poop. Fart. So Deandra's like really nervous because she knows she's going to have to talk to Leanne that night. She just had a thing with Cameron at, you know, her husband's mural reveal. And so, like, she's not happy, and she's, like, she's really upset because Cameron's saying that people are talking. And how would people be talking if someone didn't tell them that what happened to Beaver Creek?
What? I'm an alcoholic? I'm a goddamn alcoholic? Well, who the fuck said that? I'll tell you who said that. One of the six people who were there, that's who said it. That is who said it. It's one of the six people who were there. It's the only person.
Now, she's figured this out after, what, 2 weeks? Yeah. Like, it's been, like, 2 weeks. And I think her mom was like, well, who the fuck told her, stupid?
Yeah.
The cameraman or one of the ladies there? She's like, you are right, mother, you are right. Just fighting mad.
I also just love when people are like, there were only six people there. There were only six people there. I'm like, there was an entire camera crew and producers and sound guys.
And also, one of those people was Leanne. Let's face it. Yeah. And Cameron didn't deny that she said anything. She's like, people are talking. I'm people. Nice to meet you. People are saying you're gross and that you wouldn't even make it as a rapper.
Ho. Yo, what up?
Hey, ho.
So, meanwhile, over in the other room, Brandy and Steph are hanging out.
Hashtag hi, BD.
It sounds like a 1942 like newsreel. Like the Allies have come in.
It's hitting the radio.
So anyway, this is where we learn one of the most hilariously misguided plots in the history of all housewives.
I mean.
So, basically, Brandy
this is like the M. Night Shyamalan,
yeah.
You know, episode of Dallas.
This was like, remember that movie, The Core? It's like, the only way out is to go in. So basically, she's like, Leanne's been going around telling people I'm an alcoholic, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get wasted and make her call me an alcoholic. I was like...
And Stephanie's like, I get her idea of like... like I guess like wanting to get like really drunk, but like... I don't get it.
I would ask Travis, but he's at HBS.
I don't really know. Okay.
So Brandy, I mean, I feel like usually when people are being accused of being an alcoholic, you just, the last thing you want to do is get, like, beyond wasted on camera for every adoption agency to see in the world and to be on record.
I love it.
But
I love it. I think it's like making me like Brandy, and you know where I stand with that heifer.
You know, I have to say, I don't disagree. I was laughing.
Okay, now, can we please do, as this is their Copenhagen thing, I think, where they're like, guys, this is a housewife show, and it's a goddamn glamorous one. So every time they enter anywhere, this is how they do it in their outfits. Let's do it. It's like, dun, dun, dun. Like you're wearing Dillard's. Okay, you're all wearing Dillard's sale rack right now. We don't need the music from Kill Bill, okay? Yeah. And you walking slow motion down cardboard box stairs, okay?
It was like the Talbots version of Armageddon, you know? That scene when they come out and they're like, we're going to go save the world. Like, we're going to
go with the sale.
So they now head to a Michelin-starred restaurant in the hotel. I'm like already mortified. Like I'm already just like, no, Michelin stars and these women. These are two things that should not be coexisting right now. This is gonna go bad really, really quickly.
Copenhagen is a trendy restaurant. It's like a trendy food spot. I'm like, no, it's not.
It actually is.
No, it's not. Okay.
The world's it's like best restaurants in Copenhagen. Livers, okay.
I'm so ignorant. I'm just, like, tripling down on my ignorance. Look, it's schnitzel and liver. That's it, okay?
Whoa. Everyone knows the best restaurants are boutique on the Upper East Side, okay? Sorry. I'm sorry. Whoa. This reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I was like, I want to go have lunch. I want to have lunch. So I opened up Zagat's, and I was like, whoa. They say this restaurant has a nice ambience, and it looks like a good place for food. And then Geraldine Parr-Smith was like, no, you don't get any food. You're not allowed to eat because you're a fat little girl. To this day, I've never eaten a thing, okay?
Hey.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Whoa.
And the waiter's like, oh, hello, welcome. Would you like some sweetbreads? And, Cameron's like, is it a Christensen sweetbread? Because it's the only last name of carbs that I'll eat. And Carrie's like, it's not bread. It's a thymus gland. So,
what?
I'm a foodie, so.
What? Thymus gland?
Oh, my God. Thymus gland. That's crazy. You know what else is crazy? Duck. Do people eat duck? I'm like, oh, okay. Like, the thymus gland I can understand. But you've never heard of people eating duck, Stephanie, really?
Yeah.
But they haven't, because Texas. And look, you go eat in Texas, here's what you get. Meat, bread, macaroni and cheese, however you like to make that. Straws, so fuck the rest of you, by the way. Still.
Straws.
And, like, mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. You get a lot of mayonnaise. So that's all they want, right? So Carrie's like, duck's not gamey. Duck's not gamey. She's like,
here's the deal. Fancy food is, like, disgusting. It's like, seriously, it's like, all it is like, people pretending they know what they're talking about, but they really don't. Pretending they know. And then, like, eating it to impress each other.
That's also when we found out that all this time she thought fancy food was fancy feast. It's like, oh, poor Steph. It's not for you.
That's my competition. How could you bring that up during dinner?
Sparkle Sheba. You know... Remember Sheba the cat food? I don't know. Those were the commercials, like some lady, it was like a Nigella Lawson who's like at home, and then her cat comes up to her, like nuzzles her in the face. She's like, there, you deserve Sheba. Why did I find it to be so...
It's for your cat that's like, meh.
Cat's like, I want more tonight.
My boyfriend can hang a TV in under 7 minutes. Like Sheena cat food.
Sheena cat... Sheena. Rob can make cat food in 7 minutes or less.
For your cat that starves to death because it can't stop staring at itself in the reflection of its own water. It's like... I think it's funny. All the cats died before we could sell them Sheena cat food. They all drowned.
weird.
I think I have one of each of the fancy feasts. I don't know. This is just like one of these things. Like it's not even like a joke. I just, for some reason, I was so deeply amused watching Leanne order in this restaurant when she's like, she has her like readers on. She's like, oh yes, this is Leanne Locken now, queen of the show. All right, I would like the beef tartare and also the cod. Thank you. Oh, and do you have any brains that can go with that? Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know, I just like it when Leanne gets fancy.
Scouts Thank are you. Phenomenal. And Cameron's like, mm-mm, I can't do raw. Mm. No.
That's not what court said.
No.
I said that's not what court said. I was just being salacious for the fun of it.
Damn.
Just
How to
us.
Catch a tiny person.
He's like...
raw booty.
So Cameron's like, I want a quesadilla. You know, we went to Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah.
And we had amazing burritos and quesadillas. We just want more and more of them. Mm,
I hope you don't mind if I order in Spanish. Limpiar mi cocina, por favor. Y necesito un quesadilla. Okay.
They're like, we're not cleaning your kitchen, bitch. Do you want thymus glands or not? Okay.
Do you have hamburgers? No? Okay.
So this is where Brandy's like, I'm going to get so wasted. This is going to be so crazy. Give me one of those shots. She's like taking Leanne's shot. She's like, give me your shot, Leanne. And Leanne.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you for not including Ben. It's even.
So, oh my God, I lost my train of thought. I practiced this all day. Just kidding.
Leanne, of course,
is falling for this trick because Leanne's so subtle. She's like,
look at this, Alki. I didn't know that Brandy.
Call a adopzione, please. Boop, 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 boop. Mrs. Garrett, listen here.
Mrs. Garrett.
I got another kid for your boarding school, right? Her name is Bruin.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have Brandy Redmond. Mostly the bad. Mostly the bad.
Do I look younger? Because I've been drinking diamond water. So.
Yeah. Babe, you look great. Babe, you look great.
So Leanne's like, you seem thirsty, Brandy. You want some of my alcohol?
This was like an inverse Ireland trip, you know? Like, in Ireland, they were all trying to get Kelly Dodd wasted. And she's like, no. But now it's like, Brandy's like, guys, get me wasted. They're like, no thanks. She's like, no, it's fun. It's going to be fun. Like,
Brandy is so evil that she's being her own Shannon Bedore.
Here lies Brandy Redmond.
So then, of course, and I guess her point was she wanted Leanne to admit that she was saying the actual word alcoholic. This show is so stupid. I love it.
Yeah. She was trying to entrap her.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work. Trust me.
Yeah.
All you have to say is, you're not a cop, right? And then if they don't answer you properly, they don't get that 20 back, and I don't go to prison. So
I don't know. But then she starts stacking up these, like, wine glasses. And I'm like, you are, like, in a fancy restaurant right now. Like, I was mortified. Because you guys know me. Like, that's the thing that gets me mortified. I was like, I cannot watch this crazy lady. Even though I think it's hilarious that she's getting herself wasted so she can be called an alcoholic, I still cannot abide by a pyramid of wine glasses at a Michelin-starred restaurant. I'm sorry.
I'm taking a stand.
Yeah.
And then Brandy says she's making the pyramid. She's like, in case you forgot, I'm a Dallas cheerleader. I'm like, you know what? Everyone forgot. Like, yeah. I'm so sorry. You can say that all you want. But no one is going home and spanking to you on the TV.
God.
Okay, it's over. Get a job. Get a real job.
So poor Brandy, she thought she was going to have the big scene, the big fight, the big drunken interaction with Leanne. She thought that. But then came along Deandra and Cam to derail the whole
thing. Oh, so good. Okay, and so Carrie, who doesn't want anything to happen on her trip to Denmark, because this is where my family's from, and I want my dad to be proud of me. So Carrie's like, okay, this is boring. No one's eating thymus gland. So why didn't you go dress shopping, Deandra, with Leanne? I mean, a woman only gets married at 57 once. So...
He's so rude.
It was rude, you know? I'm just an exaggerator. I like adding years to things. I'm like the opposite of a housewife.
So, yeah.
I add as many years as they take off, you know?
You know, Carrie, like, slips... All right. So Carrie skates by the way, this entire episode, when she is the one who serves the pot so much in this scene. Because she's
like... Pot of thymus.
She's like, oh, girl. Girl, I wish you could have gone dress shopping with
That would
her,
have been
girl.
Great. That would have been great if you guys had just done that dress shopping
That would have
thing
been
together.
Good. Do you ever think about it like that?
Do that.
You guys are best friends, right? Right, girl?
Drunk alcoholic, she said it. Just like enjoying her time, just having everyone else dance around. She's like, I don't cause trouble on the show until I show up to a reunion and then I start sobbing and blaming you for every problem I've ever had. So, see you in 2 weeks. I'm eating thymus.
So Deandra's like, well, I wasn't invited until 9 o'clock the night before at the wedding dress shopping. I'm a busy executive, okay? I spend my entire day sitting in my mom's chair and crying, okay? Can't interrupt that.
Do you know how many people in the office I had to say hello to get mother off my ass for saying hello wrong when I arrive at the office? Okay? I'm a businesswoman.
You cannot invite me to something at 9 p.m. That is when I'm having my statistically hard nap.
And Cameron's like, but why didn't you call her and ask her when her wedding dress fitting was going to be?
I run a business.
I'm like,
girl. Like when she just keeps her eyes closed, like, so disappointed. And so Dandra's like, because I run a business every day and I plan everything I do. And Cameron's like,
Global Pet Expo, so.
Yeah.
Kind of understand what it's like being a mover and a shooker, okay?
Mover and shooker.
I
want to be a rapper someday, like Tupac Shakur. So
Carrie's like, okay, so why are you guys having such a hard time communicating? Talk.
You too. Now, Cameron, you talk so I can hide away.
You guys talk. Lee's like,
It's just a new thing. Hand, Cameron.
You try and get someone a television show, get them a little notoriety, and suddenly they're turning around and stabbing butter knives in your back. But guess who didn't say that? Me, I'm saying it with my face. Big face. And Deandra's like, I don't know. And Cameron's like, don't even ask that, because I was asking questions about iCal placements and I almost got my head chopped off. So don't do that.
Yeah.
And so
Deandra's basically like, Cameron, the reason why you got your head chopped off is because it's none of your business. It was none of your business. And Cameron's like,
But
it was a question.
Yeah, it was a question. So
I'm sitting here, and I think I should be included because it was a question.
It was a question.
I'm like, I would love to see Cameron at the White House press corps. I'm sorry, Mr. President. It was a question.
It was a question.
I just asked the president a question and got my head chopped off.
Literally. She's like...
She's like, now I'm Anne Boleyn.
Really hurt. It's like, I just won Jeopardy because I had a question. Okay? The money, Alex Trebek.
He's like, please put your head back on your body. You're going to ruin this show.
I like that beheaded Cameron went on Jeopardy and won. She's like, I got my head
this
chopped
This show
up.
Builds dreams,
Okay.
Zombie Cameron is a great at Jeopardy.
The Zombie Cameron. Now that's when people will run. People on Walking Dead still too stupid to run from zombies. They're like, oh, they're moving fairly slowly. Their arms have fallen off. They can't kill us. Cameron's coming.
It was a question. It was a question. Global pet expo. Distributor. Distributor. Distributor.
It's like the whole town is cleared out. You know.
It's a question.
Okay. So, back to the thymus fight.
Yeah, guys, there's a fight.
So, So now they're trying to figure out who's going to fight, right? But Cameron keeps taking every, like, big fight and ignoring it and going for the tiny little baby fight.
Yeah.
It's like, but remember when I asked a question? That's literally the fight now, okay? Yeah. Is that she had a question.
So Deandra's now going to take, she's going to go for an age-old housewife tactic, which she says, I feel ganged up on by Cameron and Leanne. I feel ganged up on. I'm like, you're the one who brought your mom to a party to talk shit to Leanne and everything, so.
Well, don't bring your knife to a gunfight, okay? Don't bring a knife to a D fight. No. Bring a D. Okay? She's like, you got a gang up on me. You were ganging up on me. And Cameron's like, it was a gang of questions. Okay? And Carrie's like, Cameron loves pushing buttons. And Dandra's like the dashboard of a 747. Just pressing buttons.
Just imagine an airplane with just giant eyelashes in the sky.
It's like that Denzel Washington movie, except Brandy's the one driving the plane drunk.
D kind of is like every flight attendant I've ever met, like all rolled into one, so it sort of makes sense.
Okay.
So
hold on, we need a moment. Here's a duck. That was just a duck. That was a positive thinking duck break. And also, Corey, I love someone back there. Can I have a thing of vodka and ice, but that's it? None of the juice. The juice is delicious, but just the vodka and ice, please. Okay, everybody, simmer down now. I was just asking a question.
It's just a question.
Okay. So Dandra is screaming and yelling like Sherry O'Terry between the two like head bopping guys on SNL.
Yeah. The big. Because now they're both accusing each other of attacking each other. Like, you're attacking me. I wasn't attacking you. You're attacking me. I wasn't attacking you, you know? And then it's like, but I asked a question. And like, and then she's like, I'm having a conversation. I'm trying to have a conversation with Leanne. And Cameron's like, no, you were actually attacking me, not having a conversation with Leanne. So they're just going in circles at this point.
Is this how your mom yells at you?
That was some varsity-level Real Housewives shit. That was varsity-level.
You know, Cameron doesn't always get the credit she deserves.
That's Corey.
My God. I love this place. And you know, sometimes after live shows, we'll read the comments, and I'm like, why were people mad that they didn't understand what was happening on the stage? I'm like stripping, like walking off, talking to somebody. I'm just like having a cigarette in the back alley over there. Sorry, people at home.
So Cameron says, is this how your mother yells at you? And Deandra's like, goes, my mother. And for some reason, I just love it when she says mother, because she just says it in this way that's like, you feel assaulted. She's like, my mother, you know? And so all the Danish people in the restaurant are staring at them now, which is, listen, you can't spell disdain without Dane, right? So it is like you feel it. You feel like they're staring at you, like you're watching
this,
you know?
These people are just Danish.
Just Danish. So Deandra,
it's like the energy in here, guys. The energy, it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm like, this is one of the first restaurants you've been to that there's not like a dead busboy in the back for not bringing your water on time. You know what I mean? You can calm down there, okay?
Yeah, you humped the floor in a radio. So, my chair just broke. Look at that.
Wasn't me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You guys. Now I'm living without a back.
That is officially a Crappin's curse. That's happened to both of us now. At least you weren't sitting on nails. Remember that time? I was like, ow, my butt hurts. I don't even know why, you guys. I was sitting on nails, like literal nails.
This chair is literally shaming me for my posture. I get it. I get it, guys.
Okay, so Cameron... okay, so now Cameron and Deandra are yelling at each other. And she's like, all I want is the truth.
Oh my God, Captain Lee is here to save the day.
God damn it.
Thank you, Captain Lee.
Oh my God, look everybody, it's Heavenly from Married to Medicine.
Uh-oh.
Throw that chair.
Your mama. Your mama. I was just trying to be better.
Ooh, this one's more comfortable too. People at home are now fully confused. Okay, a chair broke. Just turn it off. A lady dressed as Captain Lee came up to the stage with a chair and gave it to me. And now we're going back to talk about Danish things.
So now Dandra and Cameron are yelling at each other and they don't know why.
Yeah.
And Dandra's like, I'm dead. I'm done playing Nepity and I'm done being bullied, mother. And Cameron's like, but what have I done to you, Dandra?
Yeah, Cameron has now gone fully diagonal, which is a really bad sign when she's just like, what have I done to you? What have I done to you, Deandra?
Done.
What?
Done. And she goes, okay, well, here's what you did, okay? Here's what you did. And you see Deandra like winding up, like, oh shit, it's time for facts, which she's bad with, you know? Because Cameron is like the girl from Legally Blonde. She'll just confuse you until you're like, not guilty, you know?
This is also like every marketing presentation she's ever had to do for her mother. I will tell you, mother, what we can do with pouches.
I don't know, mother. Just take it back. Take the keys back. So she's like, okay, here's what you did. Here's what you did. Mural reveal. My husband had a mural reveal. It was about my husband. It was supposed to be about my husband, but then it was about Jimmy. What did happen? Where am I? What's going on here? I'm not Shyamalan.
Cameron has a much clearer, like, return. She's just like, honey, you attacked me and my mother-in-law. You know, and now it's like, now it becomes this whole thing about, like, did Deandra attack Jimmy, you know? So now Deandra's like, I never attacked Jimmy. I never attacked mother or your mother. I never attacked me. Like, you attacked my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And just, like, going back and forth.
You attacked my mother-in-law by saying that she attacked you. Like, Cameron, that's how she is. It's like a circle, you know?
And Carrie's now, like, she's, like, blowing a socket or something. She's just going, Deandra. It's like, can we reboot her, please? Deandra.
And Deandra's like, I'm not even doing anything wrong. I don't know what you're mad at. So what? We were having some fun at a party, and I put a K-cup up my butt. Who cares? And Cameron goes, it's a slippery slope from a K-cup to a butt dart.
Wait, where did the butt darts come from, by the way? It was always like, she's got her K-cups. Trashy.
K-cups and butt darts.
I mean, seriously, perfect. that little Keurig cup is the gift that keeps on giving on this show, you know?
So they fight, and Cameron's like, I am leaving. Adios, por favor, necesito un cama más grande. Just got some room service, guys.
So she sums up.
Deandra's like, bye, bye, bye.
And then we cut to Brandy, who's sitting there like this, like, is it my turn yet? Is it my story? My story? Bruin.
Brandy's like nursing her underarm. She's like, it's great, everything's going great. No one's gonna take you from me. I've stopped them all, Bruin. So she's like, they ruined my plan to get called a drunk.
It can happen.
So now they're trying to get Brandy to put down glasses, right? They're like, no, Brandy, no, because she's still drinking everything on the table. So now is the elevator fight. Cameron's waiting by the elevator, or Deandra's waiting by the elevator.
No, Cameron is.
Whoever.
Because Cameron, like, stormed off, but then apparently could not find the elevator.
Bye. Boop.
So probably, like, the staircase up to her room is, like, all these stagger stairs. She's like, how do I get up this? It's a question. Finally goes to the service elevator.
Just, like, waiting for the elevator, like...
Mm. So then Deandra comes by, because Cameron is still there inexplicably, and she's like, Deandra, you're absolutely disgusting. How dare you act that way?
You're disgusting. You came at me.
And she's like, well, that's it, okay? I'm not even going to be in the same elevator as you. And Deandra's like, fine, I'll go upstairs first.
You acted crazy at the mural reveal. That was not supposed to be. Husband. I'm like, what are you? How does this even get to bed, Jeremy? Now
you are a psycho. Like you are literally psycho. You're psycho.
Oh my god, psycho.
And so
now
in
theater, psycho starring her, delusional and psycho.
So, let's see. So, Brandy, they're fighting in the elevator doors because Deandra's just still going, mural! 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 Give me mural! Mother-in-law mural! You know, like she's screaming.
And Brandy's, Brandy's in the middle of them and she just has her clutch up to her eyes like...
She's like, stop! The drunkard is putting a stop to this fight! And everyone's like, whoa, that was badass. But then she puts her hand in the middle of the elevator, so the door just opens again. It's like, it's the most awkward elevator scene we've had in Housewives history. Yeah. And we've had Ramona going up and down. Remember when Ramona?
Whoa, hello, whoa. How do I get down?
We're supposed to do this thing.
Hello?
We push a button? There's buttons here.
Elevator.
Hello?
How do I get down? Someone call Avery? Someone call Avery. She's my daughter, but looks like my sister.
Hello?
Whoa. This elevator's really showing its age, unlike me, because I'm ageless.
Ramona pretending she doesn't know elevators have buttons. I mean, these shows, seriously. And we buy it. We're like, oh, totally been there.
Yeah. It works.
So next up, we have another hallway fight, right? So now Cameron is cry squealing to Brandy, and she goes, which we've never heard from Cameron, you know?
I don't have a single bone in my body that would do that. I actually don't have any bones in my body.
I have them all removed. They were hurting my rib.
I'm basically just an invertebrate.
So she's like, I wouldn't hurt anyone. And Leanne is just stalking behind her going, she wouldn't. She never hurt anyone. She didn't do anything. Leanne, thank you, because you know how difficult it is for me to walk like that many paces.
I know, I'm so proud of you.
That was like relay races, you guys.
That was a lot. That was a lot. Are you okay?
I'm like literally exhausted.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
So Leanne is like just ready to pop off, you know?
So Deandra comes in, and Leanne is going to be all David Sunshine right now. And she's like, now Deandra, you're responsible for yourself and your actions no matter how much people push your buttons, Miss 747.
Sometimes people try and get you mad. Don't get mad. Get glad. Dum-dum-dum.
Like all of her dime store psychology that she's learned in the past 5 minutes, you know? And
yellow and blue makes green, Dandra. Yellow and blue make... Zip it. Zip it, Dandra. Now, I may not have been doing this for long, but I think I'll get an A-plus so far. A-plus. A-plus, I haven't threatened to kill anybody in about 2 months, you know?
And Dandra's like, oh, really? You've been doing really good at it for, like, the past month? Really? And Leanne's like,
That.
You know what that was? You all know what that was. I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with binsult. It was an insult. It was an insult, Deandra. It was an insult. So Deandra tries to start walking it back, and she's like, "No, I meant like I didn't realize you hadn't gone crazy in like 9 months. I was like, I don't know. It was nice. Mother, stop it, mother, stop it.
I found that to be insulting, and I will tell you this as owner of this town. You are welcome here, but you're going to need to follow by the nice people rules. I'm going to fucking kill this bitch.
And you just see her walking back and forth like, I'm going to kill her.
We're all sitting there like, please let this happen, please. So now Leanne's like, Deandra always has to be right. Always has to be right.
I didn't say I was right. You are acting like it. So then we go to Cameron. He's being the biggest drama queen. She's literally holding the girl's hand. She's like, oh, I would never hurt anyone, girls.
Girl.
Never, girl. It's like a prayer circle about what a good person Cameron is, you know?
And Leanne comes in. She's like, she always has to be right. And Cam goes, let her be right all she wants. I could care less. Well, if you could care less, then care less. Pet peeve, pet peeve.
Oh, Ben's
favorite.
Couldn't
care less. It's a little grammar lesson.
So Cam tells us, Deandra, you've been poking and poking at Leanne for months. But if you mess with her friend... Better watch out. Better watch out. So Deandra comes in. She's like, all right, all right, all right. I see how things maybe got a little out of control here, okay? So I've made PowerPoint, mother. Someone make the projector work.
It'll work.
The projector won't work. She's so angry.
So then Deandra goes, okay, Cameron. So when people are talking and you and Jimmy are talking and Cameron just interrupts her and goes, it was the butt darts.
What's the butt darts, girl?
Again, this is why I love this show, that you can have two lines of dialogue like that that go right after each other. They truly make no sense together, and yet in this show they do. I love it.
And this is Deandra's big scene where it's like the end of Matlock and she's got the mystery figured out. So she's like, and you girls. She wouldn't have known that anybody was even doing K-cups out their butthole unless one of you told them, because there were six people there. Six people. How many girls are here? How many? And Cameron's like, yeah, I told her.
Yeah. My mother-in-law's my best friend.
You were the first person I'd ever seen do this to themselves. Bleak. Boom. 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 Until a latte came out to Andra, of course I told her. You made a latte with your cornhole, okay? It was impressive. I've told everybody I've seen. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, Deandra.
So Cameron's like, why are you bringing my mother-in-law into this? And Deandra's like, I am not bringing your mother-in-law into it. I'm like, you literally just said you and Jimmy were talking about me, so whatever.
Like, you are bringing her into it. And she's like, I'm not. She's like, what?
Whoa. Whoa. I like Leanne makes like an old-timey 1920s boxer thing. Like, why I oughta. Mimicker. Oh, God. I mean, did anyone else just get like feel like a jolt of electricity when Leanne got up on that sofa? Back like that. Oh. So good.
Deandra, could you just get out of our room? Please, could you just get out of our room?
Don't put your finger in my face and tell me to shut up. Boah. That's what she says. I was like, whoa, that felt weird.
Well, I am leaving because some people are acting aggressively. And that's not how we do things in my town. Boah.
And then Carrie starts talking, trying to like talk down Deandra, and she starts talking to Deandra like a horse. She's like, hey girl, good girl. And we have a carrot.
Whoa.
Carrot. Okay, all right, that's a good girl.
So Leanne's like, I am sick, and Brandy is just mad because no one has called her an alcoholic yet, okay? That's still what she's saying. Like, she still wants someone to call her an alcoholic. So she's like, Leanne, you can't leave. Leanne, don't go, Leanne. Leanne, where are you going? Like, she cares. She just wants her to call her a drunk. Yeah. I mean, this
because Leanne has now gone downstairs. I'm surprised we didn't hear, like, I am going downstairs. Some Danish stairs. A little tricky. Sorry about that, everyone.
So at the beginning of every season, we do a preview of the trailer, right? We watch a trailer and we break them down scene by scene. So this one came out, and I was like, okay, Leanne is obviously in her closet.
Yes.
Or, like, where did she get her this closet with two stories? Like, where is she? Like, is she in a barn? They're in fucking Copenhagen.
They're
okay?
in Copenhagen.
They're at the youth hostel in Copenhagen. And I mean, that's a great answer to that question all these months later.
And so Brandy's trying to get Leanne to come back in the fight, and at last we get the line we've been waiting for all season long, which is... I'm exhausted. My weave is exhausted. The panty liner on my underwear is exhausted. I'm exhausted.
There's these two words. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. I'm sorry, Leanne. Leanne, you were correct. I like beans.
I'm like, that's so many words.
I like beans.
Panty liners? Is that a panty? Is that an exhausted panty liner? My panty liner is literally...
I don't know what this is.
I literally have... I'm exhausted, branded panty... And it's a housewife, so you know she will come out with that. You know?
I feel like hearing Leanne say that line was like the equivalent... That was like the Jennifer Hudson moment in Dreamgirls, you know, where it's like I just wanted to give like a standing ovation to my TV. Like, I've heard about this moment for so long, and now it's finally here. I was so happy.
Jennifer Hudson got kicked out of Dreamgirls because she kept trying to stab people with broken wine glasses. Honestly, that would have made that movie better. Let's be honest. You know, she's wanted to do that ever since Fantasia took American Idol away, you know. And I'm here for it, Jen. I'm here for it, Hudson.
So now Deandra's like gone into a different room, and now Leanna's talking to Brandy and Cameron. She's like, she's insane. She's lost her marbles. And you know Cameron's probably like, why would she bring marbles to Denmark? Especially if she can't keep them.
Shouldn't lose your marbles.
Those marbles.
So the next morning...
then Brandy is like...
More. Oh, Brandy.
Leanne,
I like this.
That's your best friend. And Leanne's like, no, she is not. I'm her best friend. I've always been her best friend. I've always given and taken and anything she's wanted to do and say about me. You know what? I loved her anyway. And I'm done. Thank you. Good night, everyone. Good night. She's so dramatic.
So the next morning, they're getting ready because some of them are going to the brewery.
The brewery.
Brewery.
Anyone going to the brewery?
Girls.
Brewery. The brewery.
Who's going to go to the brewery?
I want to go to the brewery.
And some girls are going some other... What is that?
A cooking class.
A cooking class. How dare you go to a cooking class right after Mama D shared her dreams and ambitions with you?
Deandra's like, where
Did
is the ketchup?
Did they do with their hands and some ketchup? Didn't count.
How much ketchup do we put in this Danish?
Did you have fun in coping snobbing, Deandra?
So Carrie is like learning languages. You know how Carrie learns every language. She's like, fluten, flogging, tootin' schlock.
Tootin' schlock.
Copenhagen series, so lame.
I feel like I would do that. So now they're going, they're all talking about, like, Cameron and Leanne are talking about the night before. They're doing, like, my favorite thing, which is after a night of drama, you do, like, the post-game report in the morning, you know, and, like, everything becomes crazy. Like, Deandra was like, and I was like, and she was like, and you're like, yeah, totally. Leanne's like, I know, Deandra's crazy. It's like, okay, Exorcist 18. Been waiting all season to use that joke, Cameron. You could laugh a little bit, huh?
If your head turns all the way around, girl.
It's just a possession. So, now...
There's a demon in her body. There's a demon in her body.
Why would you get possessed? Why would you do that? The power of questions compels you.
The power of the Christensen Danish compels you to tell me. So then Stephanie and Danielle, Stephanie's like, it's fine, right? It was a great trip, right? And Dandra's like, after last night, like, I'm kind of shocked. I'm shocked. And don't
woman wearing pink from head to toe. He doesn't know how to pronounce basic words like girl. Would support somebody that's trying to clock me. Did you see her winding that giant clock behind her? Winding it? Getting ready? What was she going to do? Punch me in the clock?
I'll tell you what she is. She is a cuckoo clock. Get it? Get it!
No. Mother... Get it! Oh, so let's take a break in the show for Lisa Vanderpump to update you.
Darling.
Dear diary.
So
we were filming a new season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when everybody I thought was close, near and dear to me hurt my feewees.
At least I'll always have Chef Penny. Oh, hold me, Chef Penny.
There's no problem that Tuna Tata can't fix.
She's spackling it on her house.
So, I am living for the return of Beverly Hills. I cannot wait. That show has been crawling. It has been crawling along. And Lisa Rinna's just been standing on the side of the road, kicking it as it crawls, yeah, slowly. But girl, they finally hurt Lisa Vanderpump's feelings enough that she won't even shoot the opening. Yeah. I mean, I'm in.
You can green screen my purpleness into their pinky pinkies if you'd like.
I personally am excited to hear PK sing Happy Birthday again.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Where is it?
I played it. It stopped.
Bubbly.
Bubbly.
I'm going to have to do some vocal warm-ups
before Doreen PK enters the picture.
I don't give a fuck.
Lisa Vanderpump gave me a puppy. It bit my baby in his face. What an incompetent puppy.
Hey, if Lisa Vanderpump doesn't want to shoot the opening credits, I'll take it.
Yeah. Teddy's like, your puppy was late.
All right. Okay. So now the women go to this brewery, and I'm like cracking up because the bartender at this brewery doesn't give a fuck about these girls, and she's just fucking with them. She's like, oh, good day, how a sort of beer do you want? They're like, we'll just like to try something. A flugadooga, flugadooga. Stephanie's like, what was oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you speak English. I'm like, how do you forget they speak English? They just spoke English when they came in.
I like. How did you not know those two were American?
Yeah.
I mean, even we, it's embarrassing for us, you know? So then they're looking at, all the beer names. Like, what were Austin's on Southern Charm? What's his? It's like Badass Peach Bra. Or what was it?
It's like 3 Day Soup or something.
Yeah, it's like Pumpkin Mice or whatever. But they're reading all the names of the lagers, and Stephanie's like,
Jerry's Hole. Jerry's Hole. I haven't had that in my mouth since college. Jerry's Hole. It's like a butthole.
And then she orders it and she's like,
Jerry's Hole isn't as good as I remember.
Isn't that the truth?
So let's go over to the Nuna, the culinary instructor. And Gray.
Okay, every man that Carrie shoots a scene with, I'm like, she's fucked that guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, has she fucked him, or is she about to fuck him? There's always some, right? Because this guy, Gray, she's like, I'll take that one. The other girl was like from Top Chef Season 3, you know? And Carrie's like, I'll take that one. He's like, oh, you want to learn how to make the twisty of the twisty and the cheese and the whole? It's like, yeah.
You bake, right? Yeah, I make some things. I put English muffins in the toaster, you know. So yeah, are you okay? Be careful. The chair might break. It happened to me.
Rolly chairs. And these, it's like, am I going to throw out my back? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going to happen?
So now there's like a back and forth thing because some girls are at the cooking class, some girls are at the brewery, and they're talking about the night before and everything. And, Brandy's saying that DeAndre's in a better place now this morning. She's calmer. And Leon's like, well, as long as she's not going to poke me in the chest and make me fight her, I worked so hard not to be that person. I went and saw David Sunshine. I bought a little bowl from Marshall's and ding it every now and then. I worked so hard. PTSD. Carnivals. Scrambler.
And Stephanie is like, did you call your family, Cameron?
Because you know that Cameron, like, calls everybody who's in her, like, or her iPhone, just like, you will not believe what happened to me, girl. And I think they meant, did you tattletale to Jimmy yet? You know?
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, I called Core. I was like, Core, you won't believe it. We got into a fight. And they're like, well, what did he say?
Well, he just made a sound and, like, farted in the phone and then just hung up. I think it's bad service. I think it's bad service, girl.
Court's like, why the fuck are you calling me? Yeah. Court's got like three hookers around, you know, and like a gigantic TV. He's got like a drink on the coffee table with no coaster. He's like, yeah, yeah.
So Leanne's like, you know, the thing is, if you trigger the amygdala, you don't know what monster's gonna come out. Don't touch the amygdala. Thank God Kara grabbed my arm. Because I was going down that path. I just was seeing red. I was seeing a giant bale on top of the thing and a hammer, and I'm just about to hammer it down.
You were triggered, girl. My favorite defense coming from Cameron. You were triggered, okay, girl?
Who wouldn't be mad when they're triggered in the quesadilla, okay, girl?
And Leanne's like, it's unfair! It is unfair! I feel like my standards are at the top of the Statue of Liberty and hers are at the base. Tourism. Tourism guilt. Like, Statue tourism Liberty victimhood. Like, I'm in.
Don't drag me into this. I actually feel like the Statue of Liberty has to be Leanne's favorite statue, not because it's, like, an epic landmark, just because it has, like, all these knives coming out of its skull. She's like, I love it. I was born with knives in my skull.
Stephanie, she's like, I'm doing an amazing job. Look at me. I haven't tried to hurt anybody. No policemen have come up and asked me why I'm standing in front of a store. I'm doing great. Stephanie's like, yeah, you've been holding your temper so well. It's been going so great. And Brandy's just doing this. She's like... And so Stephanie's like, Brandy, isn't she doing great with her temper, Brandy? And Brandy's like... And then Cameron went like this. To Brandy's passive-aggressive move, Cameron went like this.
I like that. It's like she's doing the long jump with her head.
She does. She did like a full tilt and...
Taking off and now we're landing. So then, now Deandra and Carrie, they've made their little Danishes and twists and whatever. And they're talking about it, and Deandra's saying, you know, every time Leanne starts to say, like, every time she has an issue with Leanne, Cameron starts herself and vice versa, yada, yada, yada. And Carrie's just like, yeah, I'm going to tell my dad I made Danishes. This means a lot to me right now. And I was like, this is a sad state of your relationship with your dad. That, like, you made a Danish, and that's going to make, that's like... She just needs the approval from a Danish. Made me sad. I felt sad for her.
So they go back to rest before dinner, because God forbid you go a goddamn hour without eating something on a Real Housewives show. I mean, these people are more aggressive than me. Even I skip breakfast. How do these women stay so thin? All they do. So now they're resting, and it's time for dinner, and now it's raining, and so there's all these red umbrellas, and Leanne's like, huh, a red umbrella. Never know when you're going to need a good weapon covered in blood. And then the camera's under her, and she looks at the camera like this. She's like...
I mean, people think that we exaggerate when we do Leanne, but she literally said that shit.
She did, and she looked at the camera just... I love that Leanne's even friends with the floor camera guy. Because you know how that's like a job. There's like the poor guy who's always on the... It's Jeremy, you know? It's like... Jeremy's like, am I on the floor again? Why am I always on the floor? They're like, earn your stripes, Jeremy. This is goodbye pictures, okay? We'll tell you when it's hello to standing, okay, Jeremy?
She's like, I see you, Jeremy. I see you, kid.
Leave my husband out of this.
So now the ladies go to this like artsy hip district with this graffiti because they're going to go see Camila for her album launch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What are we, like 5 minutes into this show? You poor things.
There's not a lot left. So they go to see Camilla. They go, and Carrie's like, oh, my God, it's my cousin Lottie, and there's Camilla, and there's Florigan and stuff. So they're all happy, and she's like, actually, Eugenia is not just a runners-up on America's Next Top Model. Eugenia is actually like a really well-known indie pop band in certain counties in Denmark.
You know that she's really famous because they have great coffee wherever she is.
So then we get like the Eugenia concert, and we are actually very lucky because we actually have a Eugenia recording here, and we thought we'd play the Eugenia recording for everyone.
So just so you can understand who this is just like a, you know, like a cute Copenhagen girl, and then her husband, who's like the Danish Carson Kressley.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna press play on this Eugenia recording.
Do it.
Living
fliegen,
living fliegen, Apfelskiwe, Hans Christian.
Leanne actually did this during the performance. She was like, "Now, what is the name of your charity, and what is 10% of that charity in my bank account in the Danish culture?"
I just want everyone to know that I actually accidentally hit record on that, so we have actually recorded all those ethereal tones.
Cameron's like, I was artsy in college, so I totally belong here. Like, I would go to these places, and they would play music, and then I would do this.
Does anyone remember Gallery Girls? We all, how much, when Cameron said she went to art school, how much is it so clear that Cameron is clearly the Liz of whatever art school she went to, right? Remember Liz on Gallery Girls? She goes, some Asian stepped on my canvas.
She's like, Asians like kids, and they like to step on my canvas with them. It's like, what? You fucking... God, I'm mad about that show all over again. I'm like still hating that girl. She's like 50 with like kids now, you know, like she's fine. Okay, so Carrie is like, oh my God, this was amazing. I was like, no, it wasn't. You just scared the hell out of your entire family. And then you've got all these ladies in this poor little coffee shop. Like, Deandra's like, shunk, 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 shunk. They're all crazy. So they go back to the hotel bar lounge, and Carrie's like, guys, I wanted to say cheers, because, like, thank you so much for everything cheers. You did, because this is, like, there was a girl I saw when I was 8, and now I saw her when I'm, like, I don't know, 40-something. And, like, we saw each other, and we're like, hey, girl. It's going to, like, change my relationship with my dad, so thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Thanks, girl. Thanks. Chairs. 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 So Brandy's like, is it finally my turn to start a fight? So she, like, she's tried everything, so now she's just going to come out and say it. She's like, Leanne, Mama D told me that you called me an alcoholic. What do you have to say?
like no legs to stand on at this point. Like the day after last night where she drank the entire hotel clear and had barfed all day everywhere they went. She's like, did you tell someone I'm an alcoholic?
Lan's like, I don't believe I said
alcohol. I did not say that word, alcohol. I don't recall.
I may have said alcoholism.
I don't recall.
But okay. Not alcoholic.
No, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yes, you did. And then Leanne's like, well, you know, Leanne starts her normal thing, but then she tells us, she's like, look, I don't think Brandy's even sophisticated enough to be an alcoholic. Okay? I mean, alcoholics are smart people. Okay? They have to hide the fact that they're alcoholics. That bitch is a drunk. Okay?
That was honestly one of Leanne's greatest lines. Not sophisticated enough to be an alcoholic. And Cameron, of course, is like, you know, alcoholic, that's a big word.
Like literally.
That's like one, four syllables?
That's 9 quesadilla slices short of a 5-syllable word.
So Brandy's now like, the thing is, Leanne, is that like, my adoption isn't final.
My adoption's not final. So I came to Copenhagen and got wasted for 3 days on national television. Like, would you like some meth with that? Anything I can help with this application, Brandy?
Now, I'm not one to judge. I am not an alcoholism counselor or whatever, whoever does the official judgments. But
other drunks, of course. Who else?
Here's a really...
Nice to meet you.
Here's a really bad way to defend your sobriety. I was never an alcoholic, but when Brian and I were at our lowest point, I was drinking a bottle of wine every night just to numb myself to get through it. And Leanne triggered that. I'm like, girl, you just said that on TV. I'm not an alcoholic, I just drink so I don't have to feel things.
They better not take away my baby because of Leanne.
And then everyone goes, everyone's like, Brandy, that was really brave of you to share that. Thank you, Brandy. And Leanne, they cut to Leanne and be like, y'all just hear what I heard?
Yeah. Leanne's like, I win, right? And she tells us, she goes, who's going to call the alcoholic people? Who's going to call the adoption people? Me? What am I supposed to say? Hi, adoption people. I'm just here. I really dialed that. Hi. Yes, it's Leanne. Yeah, we spoke last week. Okay, yeah. I faxed you over those pictures. It is hard finding a fax machine. My ex-friend's mother has one, so I use that. You'll get it. She's drunk. All right, good luck. If you need me to sneak in there in the middle of the night, pack it up in a cardboard box and put it out in front of the fire station so you can wait for it. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do it. Thank you.
How do you even know how to call the adoption agency? That is crazy.
I mean... You know what's funny? Now that I think about it, adoption agency, I guess if you shorten that, you could just call it AA, huh?
You can call America Airlines, get a new baby, and fix your drinking problem all on one website.
God bless America and God bless Texas, right?
And that brings us to the end of the Real Housewives.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to go to after party. Thanks to our friends for making it.
Ryan House.
You guys, thank you guys for giving us such a special night here.
We can't wait to come back. Good night, everyone.
Walking to the club, everybody say my name. Walking to the mall, and same. Everywhere I go, people holler every day. I raise my hands up and holler back. Don't know me, you're welcome to blow me, Batch. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. Every day's a parade, don't even try to shake. Magazines and blogs, Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. I pulled them all, cause when I play, I win. Duh, People Magazine called and said, I'm the mayor. Asked me lots of questions, I answered everyone. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. Pretend not to love me, but don't think you're above me. Try to hate me, but life celebrates me.
Boy, batch, girl, batch, another boat.
Batch, batch, all around the world, even sharks.
That's a stretch.
Batch,
mommy,
batch,
daddy,
batch,
even baby.
Batch, batch, read the holy book, even God.
with the Rats Patch.
Beautiful. But the heels definitely didn't look that high on the website. Am I gonna twist an ankle? And so expensive. Okay, if I didn't keep them, it would practically be like making money. I would be making money. That I can put towards that new leather jacket. I'll send the shoes back at the weekend.
Office. Post office. Here for your online returns.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi, guys. I'm Nat Coombs from the NFL Show with Nat Coombs. Yep, that was a title that took us hours to come up with. We're thrilled to be involved with Bose Recommends because, frankly, we are having a great time making this show. We drop episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, and the clue is very much in the title. We're all about the NFL. I'm joined each episode by terrific guests from both sides of the pond, players past and present, journalists, comedians, writers, you name it. If they love NFL, they're in. So what are you waiting for? Get involved. Acast, iTunes, all your favorite podcatchers. It'll be good to have you with us.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.